I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime! Woo!
All right, good morning. Welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. I am your host, Mike Madison, here from 9 to 11 every day, offering up a safe space to the independent thinker, the seeker of some alternative media. And next hour, we're going to have, we'll do Hump Day Health as we do every Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock. And I'm going to have the folks in from Integrated Medical and Wellness Center, or the clinic, out there in Ridgeland. We're going to talk a little bit about what integrative medicine is, what they do in their clinic. If you are suffering from pain, joint pain, or if you are looking for an inside to outside health, this is what we're going to talk about. I'm excited to have them in. Integrated health is I really think the future. And I think a lot of people are starting to see that this really pharmacological model of cut, burn, and poison is just not serving the vast number of people. It makes a lot of money, but it is not the solution. This is about getting down to the core of the problem that you're having. And so we'll talk about their approach to that. So that'll be next hour. I've got my quotes of the day. We'll get into some news here and a follow-up story to what we covered yesterday and the what appears to be rising death rate of working-age people here in this country. That seems like something we ought to pay some attention to. I don't know. I'm no scientist. I'm no bureaucrat. I'm no politician. I'm no policymaker. But it kind of seems like if you've got some pretty large, and I hate to say the word, unprecedented, but this is what's coming from the people we'll talk about today are saying these are unprecedented. They have a lot of people scratching their heads as to why there's so many people within that 18 to 64 age range who are dying more than ever. So we're going to take a look at it. It's apparently not just with this one company that we talked about yesterday that's noticing this. We'll flesh out some of those numbers here in just a little bit. Quotes of the day. These are so appropriate now. We're going far, far back in history to get these quotes. This is actually one from William Shakespeare. Billy said, quote, "A coward dies 1,000 times before his death, but the valiant taste of death but once." It seems to me most strange that men should fear, seeing that death, a necessary end, will come when it will come. A coward dies 1,000 times before his death. I should have practiced this name before I did it. I just clipped the quote. Epictetus? I'm just going to say this is some Greek philosopher, not one I'm familiar with. He said, "I cannot escape death, but at least I can escape the fear of it." I cannot escape death, but I can escape the fear of it. And Marcus Aurelius said, "It is not death that a man should fear, but rather he should fear never beginning to live." These are ripe for T-shirts these days, aren't they? I got to tell you, the older and more circumspect I've gotten, and the more interested I am in the afterlife, I really don't fear death. There's a lot of situations where I might plead for my life or something, but I got to tell you, particularly when it comes to COVID, look, if I get it, if it takes me down, it takes me down. I've done what I can do. We are never guaranteed another day, as the people in Tornado Alley in Kentucky can attest to you. There's all kinds of tragedies that befall us, but walking around fearing death, fearing a cold, is got to be an exhausting way to live. So as I thanked God on the show the other day, I'm glad I don't live that way. I wanted to highlight this. There's a very big difference in the way libertarians like myself view things and approach things than the vast majority of people, both on the right and the left. Now, the right is probably most closely aligned, really, with a lot of what libertarians believe, because conservatives and Republicans will say things like they like small, limited government. The divergence comes when an issue arises. Republicans and people on the right are just as quick as the left to demand government action on these things, and particularly when it comes to social media. This is a debate I could probably have with people here at the station, and I understand that what's going on at Google and YouTube and Twitter, Facebook, is absolutely ridiculous censorship. It is one-sided, largely. There have been some progressives and leftists that have been kicked off, but it's got to be 100-1. Obviously, conservatives have been in the crosshairs of Silicon Valley. And yet it is strange to me that the party, the people who have the philosophy of let's get this government out of our lives, the government shouldn't have so much power, shouldn't spend so much money. As soon as you find yourself at the hands of abuse of some of these private tech companies, the first knee-jerk reaction of even the most conservative people I know is to, they need to be broken up. The government needs to go in and close these things down, which is just more, essentially, totalitarianism. So I'll just show you there is a difference. There's a different way to approach it, and that's Rand Paul. He is a libertarian-leaning senator, one of the better senators that's ever been in those infested halls of Washington, D.C., and he is leaving YouTube. Now, this is late. I'll say that. I have not understood why there has not been a conservative exodus from these social media companies a long time ago, but he says, quote, about half of the public leans right. If we all took our messaging to outlets of free exchange, we could cripple big tech in a heartbeat. So today I take my first step towards denying my content to big tech. Hopefully other liberty lovers will follow. He continued, quote, as a libertarian-leaning senator, I think private companies have the right to ban me if they want to. However, those of us who believe the truth comes from disputation and that the marketplace of ideas is a prerequisite for innovation should shun the closed-minded censors and take our ideas elsewhere, which is exactly what I'm doing. He called his dysfunctional interaction with Google a toxic relationship, whereas every word is scrutinized by politicized fact-checkers. And he's exactly right. He goes on to say this. He says, sure, I can get millions of views, but why should I allow anonymous fact-checkers to censor my fully sourced, fact-based content? They don't want to challenge or debate me with opposing views. They just want my silence. And so this is libertarian-leaning Rand Paul, and he's not his dad. A little bit of a disappointment to me, to be honest with you, the great Ron Paul, one of the most consistent politicians that's ever lived, a true statesman. But Rand Paul is, I think he's right on this. I think it's a little bit late. It was a big mystery to me why Donald Trump did not take his immense following, along with that of Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, you're talking about hundreds of millions of people worldwide, and not set up, even if they made money off of it. Now, what we're seeing now is that Trump is saying he's going to set up his own social media network. We'll see how that works out. There's already talk that there will be censorship of some ideas, even on his supposed free speech platform. So I'm so far unimpressed, although it has been great for him. I believe Donald Trump has doubled his net worth just with the announcement of this social media network and the money he's raised for the SPAC, the Special Purpose Acquisition Company, or whatever SPAC stands for. It's where they raise money to fund startup businesses or to invest in businesses. He launched a SPAC, and immediately I believe he made $2, $4 billion, something like that, at least on paper, with this SPAC. But it has been a interesting thing to watch, a little frustrating to me, but I don't do anything on social media, so I probably don't quite understand the hold it has on people. But people who are constantly abused by these platforms, continuing to be on the platforms themselves, you are the product. You are what is giving Mark Zuckerberg the ability to buy his Hawaii estate. I believe he's just put in a new reservoir or something. Is that what I saw a headline on? the Hawaiians are actually kind of put out with him. He's building an entire encampment out there on the islands of Hawaii. Mark Zuckerberg did that with your data. And I'm kind of happy to say I do not help Mark Zuckerberg in that way. But anyway, there are other social media platforms that need the thing. And it's one of these weird things where people understand they don't like Facebook, they don't like Twitter, they don't like YouTube, but that's where the people are. So they stay there and continue to suffer the abuse over and over again. Eventually, somebody has to leave. Rand Paul, I guess he'll be one of the first, and we'll see if it lasts. And I've asked people why they don't go to Gab, and the answer is always the same. There's nobody there. Well, it's not going to turn on a dime. The free market takes a little while to work, but the first thing you've got to do is start adopting these other social media platforms. I believe Rand Paul has gone to Rumble, I think is where he headed. He's going to take his stuff off of YouTube. So anyway, it's just that is kind of the difference. To sit around and wait for the government to solve this problem seems a little unconservative. Seems a little statist to me. As much as I believe that these people are the enemy too, just that censorship is always, as they say, nobody who censors other people is ever on the right side of history. That certainly is the case, but I think everybody should just pack up their toys and head to places where you are appreciated. It seems we do this with restaurants. We do this with retailers. If you go in and you have a bad experience at a retailer, you don't go back. You criticize them on your way out, and you never darken their doors again. For some reason, social media has been immune to that. And the people that complain the loudest are usually the most active on these platforms. Been kind of interesting. Anyway, that's Rand Paul's libertarian solution to it. He's taking his toys and going elsewhere. We're going to follow up a story that we did yesterday about this health insurance company. I think it's One America. Thank you to the listener who sent me a kind of a companion piece, because we were talking about it yesterday within the context of people of Indiana, because that's where this company is based. And I think actually I believe the author of the story I read had kind of focused in on people of Indiana, and I may have read that, but quite obviously health insurers are not state-based organizations. This is nationwide, and there's some more data backing this up. It appears that there are a large number of working-age people dying, much larger numbers than before. And I'm going to go back and read you some of the statistics on it, not necessarily on the numbers or the percentage increase, but how rare it is. It's something that, like, never happens. Never, ever. In billions of years, you couldn't just assume that this was some kind of an accident. Something's going on. It's worth paying attention to. We'll do that when we come back. Stay with me. Clay Edwards shared with the show host, we've got a group text that goes on, and he shared an image that apparently someone says that, was this, Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, has bragged about the fact that he has Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged on his bookshelf. Aaron Rodgers most recently making news for kind of refusing to participate in the COVID theater and the forced vaccinations on NFL players. And he's become one of my favorite players, but I'm thinking it's going to become cool to be libertarian, at least libertarian-leaning. I don't know. When you lose faith in the CDC, the FDA, the FBI, the CIA, your federal government, I don't really know where else you go. I just am not quite sure what people are clinging to, thinking that if you just vote a little bit harder for the same kinds of people you've been voting for the last 30 years, that maybe you're going to reform every one of these institutions somehow. I don't get it. I tried that probably for about 15 years when I was young. But I have heard the term liberty used more in the past, really the past year and a half under COVID. That's been one of the bright, shining things. People don't use the word liberty near as much as they have before. They're starting to rediscover the value of those kinds of things. We talk about freedom. We're all free to do pretty much anything we want to. Liberty is the fact you can not be persecuted or prosecuted for it. And so it's, you know, liberty is a libertarian word, at least heavily embraced by libertarians. Anyway, I think it's going to become cool to become libertarians. I'm glad to be ahead of that curve, I believe. Anyway, where do I start with this? I'm going to go ahead and take a look at this that was sent to me yesterday. It's actually in one of the Madison Moms boards. I don't do TikTok. A TikToker had put this out. It obviously had talked about the fact he is now being forced to wear a mask on his Zoom calls. People did not believe that this was actually the case. Now, I've not independently verified this, but apparently this guy's followers did not believe that this was the case, and so they said, that can't be real. Show us the email. And he has produced an email titled Zoom Meeting Protocol. He's got the company name and the image of the sender blurred out. Of course, he didn't do a very good job of taking her name off the bottom of it. But I'm going to read you this email that this TikToker is saying that he has received. Oh, my gosh. Team, I'm writing you all today to inform you of a new protocol for our staff Zoom meetings. Moving forward, everyone will be required to wear a mask during our meetings. One of our team members has a fear of unmasked people, and I want to make sure everyone feels safe and comfortable. This requirement is effective immediately. This was signed, according to this email that was produced by this guy, Ashley. He tried to scratch out her name, but he did a very bad job, and I'm sure that's not an accident. Ashley Leanne Davidson Green. You know, this is an interesting, it's kind of an interesting move towards communism. Because it's a weird thing, you know, communism, collectivism, those kinds of things are all about, we're all just, you know, in the community, we're all equal, we're all the same. It's a collectivist type thing, right? Not a lot of focus on the individual in communism. But somehow they're trying to accomplish communism, yet focus in on, apparently there is one person in this organization scared of an unmasked face on a Zoom call. Now, I don't know if this is really new, but I can only imagine as an employer myself, should one of my employees come, I think I would have probably been fairly indelicate. I probably would have laughed and then said, oh, wait, you're serious? And then I would have explained to this person to try to help them. I mean, really, to try to help them return to some level of good mental health, that's an absurd notion and that they need to understand that COVID does not spread through the Zoom call. Although with the number of outbreaks that they have told us are taking place in this country over the last 22 months, maybe they do. Maybe COVID does go through Zoom. As many outbreaks and spikes as we have had and as many Zoom calls as we've had. But anyway, that's where we've... That's where we find ourselves. People masking, employers actually forcing masking on Zoom calls, which is going to take me down. I pulled this clip back up because I just found it so amazing. I played this three or four times the other day. This is one going to be an evergreen here. This is, again, Lena Wynn on CNN after 22 months of her telling everybody to mask up, 22 months of me going to the grocery store and seeing the entire place masked up with the cloth masks. And now Lena Wynn, one of the biggest cheerleaders for every draconian policy that has come down surrounding COVID, now just comes out and tells you what we've all known for a long time but was never said out loud on the mainstream media, that these things do not work.
Masks are not appropriate for this pandemic.
Let me reverse that. She actually implicates the cloth masks.
Cloth masks are not appropriate for this pandemic. It's not appropriate for Omicron. It was not appropriate for Delta, Alpha, or any of the previous variants either, because we're dealing with something that's airborne.
And probably, presumably, does not transmit through a Zoom call. So anyway, knock yourselves out. Keep on with the cloth masks, the face binky that everybody clings to. Anyway, when I come back, we're going to get into these numbers. I quoted yesterday some some things from a corporate call of One America, where they noticed they're paying out a heck of a lot more to for death claims of working age people 18 to 64. Well, apparently it's not contained just to One America, according to a professor who's done some additional research. I got to tell you, I can't not cover this story. We'll do it when I come back. Stay with me. What's the frequency? Can it be shot? Things are dreaming. All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WIAB. Thanks for joining me. Next hour for Hump Day Health, we're going to have the staff in from Integrative Health and Wellness Clinic in Ridgeland. If you want to hear about a different approach to medical care, which I think we desperately need in this country, which is integrated medicine, a more inside-to-outside approach, we're going to talk to them about the services they provide and what the difference is between them and kind of more traditional cut, burn, and poison model that is largely part of our medical establishment here. I'm thrilled to have them on. I think they're helping a lot of people, particularly if you are suffering from joint pain, but they're rolling out all kinds of new services too as they get up and running in Ridgeland. So we'll talk to them about those next hour. Yesterday, I covered a story. I've actually mentioned it twice now. I hit on it a little bit on Monday. I fleshed it out yesterday on Tuesday. And then thank you to the listener, Chris, who sent me information saying I was really not even doing it justice yesterday, where we talked about this One America. It's an insurer. I'm going to read you a little bit about them and what they said, and then I'm going to flesh it out a little bit more, saying this is doesn't look like this is isolated to one company. One America, that's this insurer, is a major insurance company located in Indianapolis with annual revenue of around $2 billion and total assets of around $74 billion. It's not a fly-by-night internet insurance company. One America is the real deal, selling both individual and group life insurance, and it has data and actuarial tables that go back 145 years. It's also a progressive company that boasts about, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion right on its homepage. In other words, it's not some scary right-wing reactionary firm. During a news conference last week, One America's CEO, Scott Davidson, had a startling announcement. Working-age Americans are dying in unprecedented numbers. This is his quote. We are seeing right now the highest death rates we've seen in the history of this business, not just at One America. This is what CEO Scott Davidson said during an online news conference. The data is consistent across every player in that business, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a second. Davidson said the increase in deaths represents, quote, huge, huge numbers, and that it's not elderly people who are dying, but, quote, primarily working-age people 18 to 64, unquote, who are the employees of companies that have group life insurance plans through One America. Quote, and what we saw just in third quarter, we're seeing it continue into fourth quarter, is that death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. Quote, just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a three sigma or a 1 in 200 year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic, he said. So 40% is just unheard of. Go on to say more remarkably still, these are not COVID deaths. Instead, they are totally different death count from the COVID death count the media insisted we know during the past year. At the same conference, Brian Tabor, the president of the Indiana Hospital Association, spoke about the tremendous caseload in hospitals, not from COVID, but from all sorts of other things. He added, quote, unfortunately, the average Hoosier's health has declined during the pandemic. In a follow-up call, he said he did not have a breakdown showing why so many people in the state are being hospitalized for what conditions or ailments, but he said the extraordinarily high death rate quoted by Davidson matched what hospitals in the state are seeing. And so this is obviously something very big is going on. This is national. This is not just in the state of Indiana. And so another piece, and the links to these stories, if you want to see them, you can email me. What listener sent me was from the American Thinker. And there's a companion piece to this. So we're looking at this One America organization. Now you've got a guy at the hospital saying, yeah, that's what we're seeing too. And these are not COVID deaths, but we're seeing people sicker. And I've said yesterday, it could be the fact that people neglected their health. They were not able to go get surgeries, not able to get treatments for heart disease and cancers. That certainly is going to play a part in some of this, but we're a little long in the tooth. You would think a lot of those deaths would have taken place back in 2020, early 2021. Why did these deaths suddenly pop in the third quarter, fourth quarter of 2021? I mean, maybe that's how long it takes for untreated cancer to get to a deadly stage. Untreated heart disease to get to a deadly stage. But again, it's not only that. There's a professor. He does not want to be named because he's at a major university and he fears reprisal. I hate that because I'd rather know who's doing this research. But this is what they said. The scan of the following insurance companies confirms the initial report. And this is from this One America thing for Prudential. They have had a massive 87% increase in death benefits paid comparing the third quarter of 2020 to the third quarter of 2021. Such a detailed breakdown was not available for New York Life, but their 2021 year to date, that's January 1st to September 30th, death benefit payout is up by 27%. Examining Pacific Life documents identifies multiple units for Pacific Life. The year-to-date claims are up by only 12%, but for a subsidiary, Pacific Life and Annuity, claims are up by over 80%. Now, what this guy says in his piece here, and I want to make sure I'm being as accurate as possible and letting everybody know where this information is coming from. He says this is an opportunistic search, and more data may be forthcoming. I don't know. I tried to look it up. I'm not sure what an opportunistic search is, but I guess that means he just went to any source he could find for payout information, and this is what he got right now. So I don't know how verified this is, but the One America seems to be very verified. A 40% increase in the death rate of 18 to 64-year-olds, that cohort of people that are not necessarily susceptible to death. Now, this is, again, like I say, this is a very big story, particularly if it continues, because we've heard no headlines. There hasn't been a tsunami somewhere. We haven't had earthquakes. We haven't had a volcano take out a town. I mean, nothing has happened. There's been no gas leaks, no nuclear accidents, nothing that would be a mass casualty event. And remember, these are non-COVID deaths. And a 40% increase, they say it's a 1 in 200-year event to have a 10% increase in mortality in the death rate within a cohort. This is a 40%. It's four times what is only a 200-year event. So this is really quite amazing. Of course, a lot of people suspect, I think with justification, that these shots could be playing a part in this. It will not be looked at in the mainstream media. But we already know that VAERS is this shot. While for so many people, they take a shot and they go on with their life. They appear that everything is fine. I don't know I've had anybody that has had any really bad reaction to this shot outside of just typical not feeling great after they got it. I have not seen within my group of friends, I've not seen any heart attacks or heart issues, no nothing. Occasionally I'll run into a vaccinated friend that said, well, I've just been so tired lately, or you know, my exercise routine is just, I just don't seem to have any energy when I get into the gym. I've heard some of those kind of anecdotes, but nothing major. So the vast majority of people who get these shots, yet at the same time, VAERS is showing us this is the most deadly medical intervention, most deadly vaccination that has ever been put out. But by a long shot, just according to VAERS. That is not stopping countries from going full steam ahead. Israel's health ministry on Wednesday announced nearly 2,000 new coronavirus cases, constituting the largest daily rise in infection since the beginning of the pandemic nearly 2 years ago. We're back to Israel again. They've got another spike. Remembering always with Israel that they are the world leader, They were supposed to be the gold standard to see what happens when you vaccinate a large portion of your population. But apparently they have got huge numbers again as far as the cases go. Hospitalizations very low. This will be used as an argument to say, see, the vaccinations work. We've got a ton of cases. We've got a huge spike in cases, but not that many hospitalizations. The spoiler to that is that South Africa, where this thing supposedly got kicked off, I'm a little suspicious of that because there were cases being studied in, I believe, Denmark before South Africa came out with their news. But South Africa, and I've played the health minister, came on and said, this is very mild. We're seeing across the board. For weeks now, she said, the health minister of South Africa said, it doesn't matter if you are 18 or 80 years old. We're seeing mild cases with no cytokine storm, and it does not matter if you've been vaccinated or unvaccinated. It's mild for everybody. Alex Berenson, to kind of continue this vein, Alex Berenson was talking. What did he title this thing? I liked the title he put on this. Old Man Shouts at Cloud. Talking about Joe Biden has come out with another one. I don't have audio of it, but Joe Biden's done another one of his press conferences where he basically says, I think he said, I don't understand people that won't get this shot. Go get the shot and get the booster. I mean, he's just doing what our big pharma presidents do across the board, both parties, all the time. And he's telling everybody to go out and get the shot. Alex Berenson, who does all this research and crunches all the numbers, this is from Ontario, Canada. Again, we've got to go outside of the United States to try to get any information, because the data gatherers with our medical establishment here just can't seem to get around to really giving us good numbers. They just say blanket things like 99%, 97% of people are unvaccinated. He said he's looking at the numbers from Ontario. He said, back in reality, this is Alex Berenson, back in reality, here are the latest figures from Ontario. He said, I'd give you the U.S. numbers, but oopsie, our government doesn't provide them. In Ontario, more than 70% of people in the hospital with COVID are vaccinated. These are the Ontario numbers. In the hospital, of their hospitalized cases, see how many they've got if they give us a total here. Well, I'll just tell you, in the unvaccinated cases in the hospital in Ontario, unvaccinated cases, 303. Okay, so you got that as your set point. Those dirty unvaxxed, this pandemic of the unvaccinated. See, there's 303 of them in the hospital. Partially vaccinated, there's 64 in the hospital. And fully vaccinated, 667. That's Ontario, Canada. Yet Joe Biden tells us, again, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Rush out, get your shot. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what your age is. Just go out and get it. And if you can't get it. Got a caller on the line. You with me?
I am, Mike.
What's going on?
This is Robert. How are you, sir?
Good.
I'm coming on here as a public service announcement for all of your listeners, because you're sitting over here spewing all of this nonsense, and you're probably unmasked, unvaccinated. So all of your listeners, I hope they will join me in putting a mask on while we're listening to you.
Is there an ear mask?
This nonsense. I'm putting a mask on, by golly.
Yeah.
You're sending all of this out, all of your germs out over the airwaves.
Through the speakers.
And it's terrible. It's terrible what you're doing.
Well, if I make one person uncomfortable, if the company that we talked about earlier where there's masking everybody on their Zoom calls, I guess if I'm making one person uncomfortable reporting to you unmasked, then I believe we should all mask to listen to the radio from now on, because that one person needs to feel included and safe.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've seen the president on Zoom calls with his mask on.
Did you see that picture?
You should follow his example.
You know, they keep telling us to follow. So did you see this picture of Joe Biden walking his dog with Jill out on the beach? And at least Jill didn't have a mask on. He had a mask on the beach with his wife and his dog.
Joe is being safe.
Out of an abundance of caution. That should be the new American motto.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you've called me to task. You've protected a lot of people today, Robert. Good job.
I hope so, by golly. It's time we start saving America.
That's right.
Yesterday, the Mississippi – now, you were talking about how all of these in Canada, the fully vaccinated, are going to the hospital. That's because they're not doing it right.
I guess so.
You know, here in Mississippi, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
It is amazing.
But all around the world, all the vaccinated are catching this also, but that's because they didn't do it right. We do it right here in Mississippi.
Well, we got Thomas Dobbs in charge of the show here, so we are just getting an exemplary outcome.
Yesterday, in their health department totals, they have 4,000 and some whatever cases. They report 37 deaths. 27 of those deaths date all the way back to April of 2020.
What? What's that? Is there a qualifier as to why that is appearing now?
Well, no. It just says that. Hold on, I screenshot it just so I could have it in case you actually asked me. It says 27 deaths occurred between April 13th, 2020 and December 28th, 2021, identified from death certificate reports.
Wow, so these are a little, I guess they were in the mail. I guess they fell behind it. You know, one of the things that's interesting, and I think it was Robert Malone that pointed this out the other day, and I hadn't thought about it. Well, he said, how are they keeping these running tickers of deaths on a daily basis on CNN and MSNBC and all these rest of these networks? He said, you know, he's been practicing for a long time. He said, death certificates take weeks. He said, it's usually 6 weeks before I ever am asked to sign off on a death certificate. Yet in the United States, we're told daily how many people died yesterday from COVID. He said, he has yet to be able to figure that out because he's seen nothing change within the practice of medicine.
But the health department here in Mississippi, when they report deaths, that's not yesterday's deaths, obviously. It shows the dates on there, and they go back months sometimes. And, well, now we're going back years, multiple years, to claim COVID deaths.
These people aren't freaking out enough. Go out there and find me some more deaths. Yes, sir.
Got to have some more. We got to get people to vaccinate. If we get enough deaths, by God, they'll all vaccinate. Don't you worry about it.
I guess that's the thinking. Hey, man, thanks. I got to jump to a break. I appreciate it. Thanks, Robert. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
How hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, we're back. Just a few minutes left in this hour, and then we will switch over at 10 o'clock, as we always do, to natural health news with Hump Day Health. And we're going to have Integrative Medical and Wellness Clinic representatives in here talking to us about their practice, what they're bringing to Ridgeland. I love their approach to health, an inside-out approach. Also, if you are suffering from pain, joint pain in particular, they've got some interesting technologies we'll talk about next hour that may be able to help you out. In the meantime, I just want to touch on this real quick as we talk about these, you know, the shots, the experience of Ontario, and just this push. You know, it has come to feel to me, I think I was watching the news yesterday, you know, it might have been Biden's go out there and get this shot as fast as you can. It reminds me of when I was a kid and people would say, taste this. No, I don't really want to. I said, come on, taste it. Taste, and they start putting the, you know, spoon up to your mouth. You knew something was up, at least with my friend group. It was going to be something nasty. It's to the point now where it's just the constant, come on, take it, come on, take it. Just making me a little suspicious here. But there was a brief filed that I wanted to talk about. There's a friend of the court brief filed in support of vaccine mandates. I'm not talking about encouraging people. That's fine. If medical establishment, if they believe the vaccines work and they want to, you know, suggest them to patients and to their people, that's absolutely fine. I have no problems with that. But the mandates themselves, these are the people that signed on to a brief in support of mandates. This is forcing particular, I'm not sure which mandates these are, private employers, government, you know, there are different suits about the military, all these things. But here are the organizations that signed on to this brief in support of mandates. And again, let me focus. Mandates, not education, not anything else. Mandates, forcing. This is the American Medical Association, the American College of Physicians, American Academy of Family Physicians, American Academy of Pediatricians, American College of Chest Physicians, American College of Correctional Physicians, American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, American Geriatric Society, American Medical Women's Association, American Psychiatric Association, American Society for Clinical Pathology, American Society of Echocardiography, anyway, American Society of Hematology, American Thoracic Society, Association of Academic Psychiatrists, and the American Lung Association. These all groups signed on. It says, we respectfully move for leave to file the enclosed brief as amica curiae in opposition to applicant's application for stay of administrative action, which is legalese for, you know, the people got these some of these mandates postponed. They got them. They put a stay on them to not enforce these mandates. And this is what's going to be litigated in the court, probably to the Supreme Court. These all of these groups, and I don't know. I missed anybody. I don't guess. Did we see orthopedics in here? I'm not sure. It just seems like every single association supports actual mandates. And again, these are people who see their patients every day. They've got the time to make the case and explain why they think this shot is good. They can run their PR campaigns. They can do whatever they want to try to convince people to do things of their health. I mean, this is what they do. You know, doctors talk to you about your diet. They talk to you about your lifestyle. They try to convince you to do things better for your health, but they've never forced you to eat a salad. But when it comes to this shot, this seems to be just about every single organization and association in mainstream medicine is signed on to this, this what I can only consider an authoritarian mandate. And so just, you know, keep that in mind. I think that's important to kind of know who we're dealing with. Again, if they want to educate, if they want to encourage, if they want to explain why it's a good thing to people, that's certainly up to them. You can agree or disagree. But these groups have decided that the government needs to come in and force you at the risk of losing your job to accept these vaccines into your life. So something that I believe is food for thought. When we get back, we're going to talk to our clinic here in Ridgeland. I think everybody needs to understand there are different ways to practice medicine. We're going to take a look at one of them next hour. Stay with us. We are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, and it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock, we take a little bit of a breather from current events, politics, and even though there's a lot of crossover these days, get into natural health things in my segment called Hump Day Health, natural health news you can use. I start off every show by explaining to you I am not a doctor, I'm not a biologist, I'm not a virologist, not an immunologist, not a surgeon, not a nurse, not a therapist, I'm not a nothing. I have no way to advise you on your own health. I'm just dropping breadcrumbs, letting people, I believe that you need to take your health into your own hands. I believe people dial in on their nutrition, we would have a lot better outcomes, not just against COVID, but against everything else, if people would start paying attention to what you're eating and how you approach your health and how we practice health care here in the United States. I mean, I got to tell you, we talk about the failures of Anthony Fauci and the guy who heads up an agency called Centers for Disease Prevention and Control. And you look at what's happened the last 2 years, we wonder why he still got his job. Well, I got to tell you, kind of across the medical spectrum, you look at the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, they're making a ton of money. There's no doubt about that. But are Americans happier? Are we healthier over the past 30, 40, 50, 100 years? It doesn't feel that way. So we take a slightly different approach here. And so today I'm just thrilled to death to have some people in that have opened up a new clinic. Out in Clinic on Draperton Drive, right out there by the Costco. And I want to introduce you to Sonny Elmer and Dave Rowe, and they are with Integrative Medical and Wellness Clinic here in Ridgeland. So, guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So we'll start. Dave, you are the first person I was introduced there. What's your position with the clinic?
I'm the CEO.
Okay. And you have clinics. Where all do you have clinics? The Ridgeland one is a new one, right?
That's the new one. We have one in Biloxi. We have two in Florida, one in Naples and one in Fort Myers. And we also have one in Texas in the greater Houston area.
Right, right. And you said you're opening more coming up, too. I mean, this is a popular approach to health.
Yes, we find that, you know, we can do a lot for people. And it's a different approach to what we're doing. And so we're opening more clinics this year. Texas, Mississippi, and Florida are our main hubs. But We're going up into South Haven and to Tupelo this year in Mississippi.
Well, great, great. And so we'll talk a lot about your clinic here in Ridgeland and what you do. Sunny, you are the district manager for them here?
Yes, sir.
All right. And what's your background?
I have 16 years of medical experience, started as an MA, and then now I'm in school right now for my bachelor's in nursing.
Yeah, and so what do you do with the clinics right now?
I started with the Biloxi office, kind of opening it, and I've done a lot of studies since being there. I've worked in a lot of medical fields that have been, here's a prescription, we'll see you back in 3 months for your refill. And coming now to Integrated Medical, we do a lot of things that are more beneficial than just, here's your medication, we'll see you back.
Right.
Yeah. We want to fix the problem, not just put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I think people are kind of getting fed up with that. I mean, mm-hmm. I think the pill mill is kind of exposed itself. I think people are realizing that things are not headed in the right direction. People who start out on one prescription in their 30s or in 17 when they're 65 and, complaining all the way. And that so there are ways to actually regain health. So that's why I'm thrilled to have y'all in here. Well, let's talk a little bit about, what is integrative medicine as opposed to, what would be the differences between integrative medicine and more of the traditional allopathic medicine? I mean, I know they're kind of complementary. You blend basically traditional medicine with a more integrative approach. What does that mean?
Well, we try to stay, or we do stay away from opioids and all of that type of medication. And we use other methods and other medications that would be available. And that's what our providers do. And we have a number of providers that work with us in the clinic. And so we just take a different approach, like with osteoarthritis. The numbers tell us about 50 million Americans have problems with their knees with arthritis. But instead of maybe having a knee replacement, well, let's use a product called Gymvis. We inject it into the knee. It's bilateral knees. So that's going to 5 injections into each. If this person's got one knee already that's been replaced, you can do it just into one knee. But that particular program, we see about a 93% success rate where
really?
They don't have to be operated on, etc. Then go, it's just a different approach. Yes, you're going to wear a brace. We recommend physical therapy, get you back, get your knees right, because that is one of the most worn out part of our bodies because of the knees. We're up and down on them, kneeling on them, etc. So that's one area that we use right off the bat. Now, with that, we can still add PRP. At the end.
And what does that stand for?
Plasma-rich.
Platelet-rich plasma.
Yeah, platelet-rich plasma. I'm going to put it around the opposite way.
And so what does that do? What is platelet-rich plasma?
So we are extracting your own plasma from your red blood cells. And with that, your plasma heals everything. So you get a wound, your plasma comes to the rescue and it's healing. It's a natural healing property that's already made by your body. So what we do is we extract a certain amount of blood from you. We spin it out to just your platelets and we re-inject into your injured area. So if we are re-injecting into your knee, if you have any sort of meniscus issues, any soft tissue damage on top of your osteoarthritis, that is there to come to like the source of healing.
Oh, wow.
So you're basically healing itself. You can do shoulders. I think we're looking into doing some hips at some point. But instead of taking pain medication, you can come and have your own natural source to heal. Basically, your body is healing itself.
Right. And so is that permanent repair? I mean, it is going in and, or are those processes that need to be ongoing or does that come in?
It does do a permanent repair, of course, depending on the extent of the injury.
Sure.
You may need more than just one injection and that's all diagnosed by the provider. When you go in to see them, they'll diagnose the state of the injury and how many injections you may need.
Yeah.
One injection, though, you notice a significant difference, even with the gel injection for the osteoarthritis.
How long does it take to see a difference?
We have patients, again, depending on severity.
We have
patients within a week after when they come back for their next injection for the Gymvis. notice significant difference in their pain. Wow. Even if you have both soft tissue and osteoarthritis, they're still getting a significant pain relief from the injection.
Yeah.
We've had patients come in with walkers and canes that have walked out without one. So.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Is that I can't remember what I was watching. It might have been Cyclist. Is PRP, is that one of those things that in professional sports that they use, that it's banned? And I don't want to say it like it's a bad thing, but for them, it's almost performance enhancing, you know, for an athlete. It may be something different, but I know they do something with their own blood and put it back into them. And I say that because obviously there's great benefits to it. And on the athletic field, they think that this may be an unfair advantage somehow, but for average people, you know, but it may be a different thing. So I probably took you off topic.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I don't know if it is that. I mean, unless you're doing your platelets, you can combine a lot of things with platelets. So it might be something that they're using in combination with the platelets that might be banned. But it's
Well, and I don't mean to implicate this in any way. Like, it's not a good thing. As I was saying, it's like, no, I don't want to say it. It's just athletes are always looking for an advantage to make them feel better and perform better. And that's obviously what your goal is, too, is to help people do better. Now, what is the first thing you mentioned before the PRP was the VIS? What is the name of that?
GenVisc.
GenVisc. And so what is that exactly?
It's a hyaluronic acid, which your body does make naturally. It lubricates the joint space. And as you age, or like Dave was saying, as you use your knees all the time, a lot of people start getting bone on bone, because I always like to refer it as a eraser on a pencil. The more you use it, the eraser's gone. And that gel goes in and it stays in place, and it's like a substitute for what was already there naturally.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I know people supplement with hyaluronic acid, but this is actually targeted towards the place where there's pain. Do ankles, hips, things like that? Does it work there too? Or is this more specific to knees?
It is. You can do it in elbows. Right now we're just focusing on the knees.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Is that the biggest bulk of your treatment protocols? Is it for people that have pain?
Yes and no. We look at a number of areas, Mike. We go into sexual wellness. We do IV therapy. We do neuropathy. And again, 20 million Americans with neuropathy, and a lot of people with knee pain have neuropathy. And we're using different different equipment that we can help them without having to take more medication. Now, with neuropathy, is very, very, you know, you cannot repair, you know, you cannot heal it, but you can take away the pain. You cannot make it like new.
Yeah.
But we can take away the pain, and that's treatment that people can come in and have. We do, you know, also we do a lot with hormones. People are not balanced in their hormones, especially as you get older. And so, you know, you see the ads on TV for testosterone and all of those. Well, we do that as well in the clinic. We do. We use a product. It's a nationwide product company called BioT. We use their protocols.
Is that testosterone?
No, that's just, you know, it does everything from male to female. But it's, you know, drawing blood, having it analyzed, and then, you know, the providers will come back and say, if we do this and inject this into your body, this will naturally happen. Again, you're not taking medication.
Right. So when you talk about hormones stuff, what do people come in with complaints of? So what would your treatment kind of address? What are the kinds of things that people are looking for relief from? Or what can they look at? What are people suffering from where they maybe should come see you and say, is this a hormone issue?
Okay. A lot of people kind of ignore how tired they are.
They think it's basically
stressed out. It's a normal thing. But as you age, you know, your hormone levels have a lot to do with your sleep, your mood, in general arousal, how you feel in general. Like if you're noticing anything off that you're not used to, that's not normal, you know. So like Dave was saying, we have the patient come in, we do some blood work, check all the levels from the estradiol levels to testosterone levels. It is a BioT is natural. Again, there's no synthetic compounds within the BioT pellet that we insert. So we are different from some clinics that do the pellet insertion that are not BioT based pellets.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I've got a friend out in Denver who was done with those pellets, and she just couldn't believe the change that she mm-hmm. had. And I think she probably was suffering some of the exactly what you're talking about, just fatigue, just not an overall feeling well. What causes hormones to go so out of whack now? Is it environmental primarily? Is that what it is? Is it everyday stresses that change the hormone disruption? Is it normal? What causes this hormone imbalance?
Kind of what I've seen over the years, it is a normal. Again, your body ages, your hormones change as you age, things deplete, which is not, you don't want it to normally happen. So you do want to take care of it. And with the pellets, it will naturally stimulate your body, you know, it produces the same sort of hormones that your body would naturally make.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure relation to environmental things is really the cause. It's just more of a natural thing that occurs.
Yeah.
So this I'm pretty sure any person, men, women over the age of 30, if they were to go get their blood drawn, they're going to have some sort of imbalance, I'm sure.
Yeah. 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 All right. We need to take a quick break. I wanted to come back. One thing you talked about is IV therapy. I wanted to look at that and some of the other services you do. And then we'll talk more about, you know, kind of what the integrative approach is. Because this is a lot of what you're talking about is using your own body to heal itself. I mean, you're giving it the boost. You're giving it the extra that it might be missing to use its own abilities to heal itself. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's I just think that there's so many opportunities there. And this is different than kind of the cut, burn, poison model that most people are in right now. So anyway, we're talking to Sunny Elmer and Dave Rowe from Integrative Medical and Wellness Center in Ridgeland. We'll be right back with them. Stay with us. All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, and we are talking to the folks from Integrative Medical and Wellness Clinic in Ridgeland. I'm interested in, you mentioned that your clinic does IV therapies.
Yes.
So tell me what that's about.
So again, it's we are bringing your own body back to what it should be. All of our IV infusions are based off of vitamins, natural vitamins, but because it's going straight into the bloodstream, they work a lot faster than just taking an oral vitamin that it has to be right. synthesized through your body and digested before it actually does anything. So these IV infusions will help you feel better, look better, perform better, because it is going into your bloodstream. And it's quick. So come in, see the provider, talk to her about what you're feeling, what you're looking for. She'll determine which IV infusion is best for you because it is combined in a, you know,
right.
differently for everyone. And then you go to our IV treatment room, and it's about a 30-minute procedure, and you're in, out the door. Typically, you'll start feeling better within the first 24 hours, and they last for about 4 to 8 weeks.
Yeah. So what different vitamins? So I've heard of certainly high-dose vitamin C or vitamin C infusions. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of doctors around here, and I know the claim can't be made on air or anywhere, but, you know, there's a lot of doctors that have been reporting with COVID patients, a lot of, you know, high C type things. Do you inject vitamin D? Is that an injectable? I mean, an infusible, I guess, is a better way to put it.
I think it's part of one of the compounds okay. that we do get in. So it is, of course, a high source of vitamin C. Vitamin B complexes are
yeah,
in there.
Sure.
You have your magnesium in there. Anything your body is lacking, we could reproduce vitamin D. We check those levels before we do any IV infusions.
Do you do testing just as a service? You know, I have talked a lot of, during COVID stuff. Boy, I have seen more and more stories. I have threatened to call this show the Vitamin D Show because it's just every single year I've done this show, I run across more and more research. There is a, you know, there's a study out there. I think it's on PubMed. I don't have it in front of me here, but you know, it said that women with proper vitamin D levels, and I can't remember if it was over 60 nanograms per milliliter, whatever the thing was, they found that they had an 83% reduction in breast cancer. And I just thought to myself, why, you know, why isn't this on billboards? Why isn't it on every OBGYN's, wall somewhere? Because these things are so important. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D around COVID, around just keeping people healthy, and all of these different supplements have had such profound influence on my health going forward. I haven't had a sick day in 15 years after I started supplementing and dialing in these kinds of vitamins and minerals. So if can people come to you and get their vitamin D levels tested? Can they just find out where they stand?
Oh, absolutely. It's just give us a phone call. We'll get you on with the provider. Again, it's we want to find out more about you, more about your health issues, your concerns even as a patient. That way we can treat the source and not just,
what could be the symptom.
Right, quote unquote, possibly be the problem. We want to treat the source of the problem.
So what, when somebody comes in, you take a look, you'll ask them kind of what they're suffering from, whatever, what problems they're having, what they would like addressed, what they're seeking treatment mm-hmm. for, and then you'll do kind of a panel and look at them where they stand nutritionally or biologically, yes. whatever, mm-hmm. and then make determination from there. I absolutely love that. I mean, because that's not typically done. I mean,
right.
most of the times you walk into a doctor's office and you tell them you're feeling a little gloomy or no energy and you get an antidepressant or something like that, and the root cause still exists.
Correct. And that's where we stand out from the rest. We do want to, like I said, find the source of the issue, not just, like you said, come in and, oh, okay, here you go, 5 minutes later after a visit. Our providers spend time with that patient. We do the blood work that's necessary. We have panels of questions that we ask just to make sure that there's nothing left unnoticed
right.
that a patient is feeling. And they walk out the door, feeling like they've gotten somewhere with somebody.
Right.
We see so many patients that go to, I don't want to, a general, maybe practitioner, and they're like, I told them I wasn't feeling well. I told them I was tired. They told me all my levels were great. Here's a prescription, and I still feel
right.
like poo, you know? And they come here, and we run everything again. We go over their questions, because sometimes it's not just about your lab work. Your lab work can look like it's fine, but some levels are okay for you and they may not be okay for me, and that's why I'm feeling that way. So we don't just treat you based off of this is what the paper says, this is what the lab says, you're good to go.
Right.
We also treat you based off of your symptoms.
Well, I think, that is really important to have that guidance, because one thing, even myself, when I just, and I've told my story a million times on here, but I changed my diet about 15 years ago and started supplementing with stuff, but it was such a trial and error thing. I didn't do any testing. I didn't know where I was. I would just read an article about fish oil. I'd start taking fish oil. Mm-hmm. Now, it started to all work because I was getting this nutrition I'd never gotten before, but to be able to kind of zero in and connect what my problems were at the time with what actually I needed, it probably would have shortened my learning curve by 5 years of, dancing around certain things and not knowing how to address them. When you do this IV therapy, is it targeted towards, so if you need B vitamins, is that one infusion, and then you need C, that's another infusion, or all this stuff is done together, almost like compounded together for something specific to you?
Yes, sir.
That's interesting.
It's a compound. Right now, we are offering, it's a Myers cocktail IM, so it's, you come in, it's not an IV infusion, it is an IM injection. It's a little bit more simplistic.
What's that mean? What is
that? So it's a high dose of vitamin C with a B complex in it. So just for instance, we've had a lot of our workers, we want to keep everybody healthy. We don't want to have to be a clinic that shuts down.
Right,
so what
right.
we do is all of our, you get a little sniffle.
Yep.
Let's fix you up. And I mean, some of the girls in a day have come back in and like, I cleaned my whole house last night. I feel so much better.
Yeah.
So it's a fix of giving you that dose that you need and that just extra oomph that you need to feel better.
That's very interesting. See, I didn't,
so we are offering that at the moment as well.
Yeah. I didn't know that you would kind of have a single, I just always thought, if you need vitamin C, you go get vitamin C. Then the next day you go get vitamin B, or you just do whatever. But that's very interesting. You can sit for 30 minutes and kind of mm-hmm. get everything you need and kind of rapid
yes.
fire. Because that's, as opposed to supplementation that I know can take a while to build these levels in your system, that's something that doesn't take that long.
Right. And your yeah. body metabolizes 20% of what you're ingesting anyway. So it's not like you actually, it goes to where you need it to go because
right.
it's just ingested and released.
Yeah.
So you're really not getting, if you're taking 200,000 milligrams of vitamin D, you're not getting that whole dose that you're supposed to have anyway. So these infusions are going straight into your bloodstream. They're not having to be ingested and everything before it's actually,
right,
you know, utilized.
Do you ever stop and just wonder if Americans knew these kinds of things, understood really nutritional deficiencies, throwing things, body functions kind of off whack, and, you know, over time, if something's not getting fed, it chronically gets, if we ever really drilled down and got people the nutrition and these kinds of things that they needed, can you just imagine how different the landscape in American medicine would be? I mean, the health state of the American people.
Absolutely.
It would be stunning. I mean, absolutely stunning from, you know, because I explore so much stuff on the show with nutrition when it comes to, I mean, you know, diabetes, and we're just suffering from an explosion of that here in central Mississippi in particular. But there's so many things. If Americans just really understood that the body has certain needs, and if you fill those needs, the body will take care of itself. It will heal. I talk about it a lot. You know, what you do on the outside when you cut your arm and you watch that thing, your skin come back together and heal itself, and then a few days later you can't even see where you had a cut. This goes on inside your body too, but your body needs the raw materials to do that.
Correct.
If Americans knew this, I just think our healthcare system would be completely different, but I guess it wouldn't be as profitable.
Right.
Not that I'm cynical or anything. Not that I'm suspicious.
You're absolutely correct, though, for sure.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk about some more services that you do and a little bit more about integrative health. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, and it's Wednesday. So every Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock, we do Hump Day Health, natural health news you can use. Today we have got some of the people Sonny Elmer and Dave Rowe from Integrative Medical and Wellness Clinic in Ridgeland, and we're talking about their approach towards health. It's different for a lot of different conditions. They are helping your body use its own healing powers to get to the root of your problem. So we've talked a lot about IV therapy, some of the injections that they do, particularly for joints and in particular knees. What are some of the other things that people come see your clinics? And you've got many clinics. I know the one in Ridgeland is new, so you're just getting a new patient population here. But in all of your clinics throughout your experience, what are some of the bigger things that people come in needing help with?
Well, one of the things is neuropathy. A lot of people have neuropathy problems walking. The nerve endings in the feet, very, very painful.
Can you tell me what causes this? I know diabetics. Is that the primary thing?
Yeah, overweight. There's a myriad of areas that the providers will look at what's causing the problems. And so, again, we try to stay away from using any medication other than we use what we call a Hockamed. If people know what a TINS unit is, TINS machine is, this is TINS unit on steroids.
What is a TINS machine? Is this the electronic pulse thing?
Yes, the electric pulsing. And what we have found is that about 88% of our patients get relief, and they can get it where they are more active, etc. They can then start to walk. Yes, there's some other things that you can do. Some what we call allografts can be injected, and that would be taken from the stems, you know, from stem cells, which is a wonderful word. And so there's a myriad of ways that we can look and see how we can help that patient. But the thing is, first you got to come in, and our providers have to look at you.
Right.
Yeah, until other than that, we're just firing darts against the wall and hoping one of them's going to stick. But what we've seen is good results with it, and that's what we're here for. And a lot of this is covered by insurance. Medicare covers your knees, covers the Hockamed. Some are not, and that is, you know, patients have to pay for it. But that's, unfortunately, I don't make the rules. Those are the rules that are made for me.
Well, let me ask you this. So for neuropathy, if they don't come to you, what's the traditional approach that people have to neuropathy? What if they go to a regular doctor, what are they going to say to do? Is it just kind of a accept your fate? This is just going to continually get worse. We'll help you manage the pain. Is that all they do?
Right. Because neuropathy a lot of times stems from diabetes. They want the patient to control the diabetes, but even so, that neuropathy is still there. So also, they'll say, well, here's a tennis ball. Just go roll your foot on a tennis ball. Or sometimes they'll give them fluid pills to try to see if the decrease in fluid will help with any of the releasing of the nerve endings. So what Dave was saying, we have the HockaMed, it's electrical stimulation. It goes a lot deeper than a TENS unit does, so we're getting to the actual nerve ending itself and making it active.
Yeah.
We've had patients that can't feel anything their first two treatments. They're like, is it even working? Is the machine even on? To a point to where then they come in and they're like, we have to readjust it because they're feeling what they've never felt before. Or, oh, I left that day and I had some tingling in my legs. They were worried because they're not even used to feeling that. But that's actually a good thing, to feel that tingling in the legs.
It's reawakening or whatever the nerve endings
it's
there.
Making them come back alive, basically. Yeah. So like, you know, Dave was saying, it's not going to heal it. There's really nothing that can heal that. It is, you know, you do want to make sure you take control of the diabetes or whatever the issue is.
Right.
But this is something that can help reduce that pain, reduce the just the aggravation of not being able to feel things.
Sure.
You know? And it does help with inflammation as well. We've had patients that have had that inflammation in the lower leg to where it decreases that.
Yeah. Okay. Other services, what else were we talking about? I guess we'll go ahead and get to it. ED, this is you have a sexual health part of your practice as well?
Yeah, we do, and Sunny has been the one that's been heading up that. It's both for male and female. We started with the male side, and as people, if you watch TV at night, you're going to see the ads for ED and Peyronie's disease, and we know it's out there. And we talk a lot more about it. And so we have seen a lot of people come through the clinic, especially on the coast and down in Florida, where it's a major problem for them. And within the family unit, the husband and wife, there's a lot of intimacy problems, etc. And that's what this addresses that. But, you know, Sunny, because she heads up that department, she's had so many successes with her staff.
So what is the difference in approach to that as opposed to, I mean, I thought there was a little blue pill that solved all the world's problems when it came to ED.
So the little blue pill, again, all synthetic. Your body's going to get so used to it. A lot of men come in, they've taken that. They've done that. It doesn't work anymore, or really never worked in general. So again, that is just a bandage. It's here, you have to take this, but you have to know when you want to be active. You have to know when to eat before, when to eat after. So it ruins the whole in the moment idea of what most people want in their relationships, or, you know, when you're looking for a relationship. So we do have a way of patients being able to call. We can see them without you having to feel like you have to say everything over the phone. We do consultations in the office. We have a specific person in each office that handles each department, so you're not being bounced around from different people. Our selected experts in the clinic have gone to training. I've helped train them to know the signs and symptoms to look for. A lot of men come in with ED that they've been put on testosterone medications and they didn't really need them, because a lot of people think that, oh, my testosterone's low, that's why I suffer from ED, but that's not the case. If your drive is there, if you want to, your desire's there, that's not a testosterone problem if you're still suffering with the ED aspect. It's a blood flow issue.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't want to get down to that source of the problem. It's a, here's a pill.
Right.
Let's get you on testosterone, and that's really not the problem.
That's interesting. And you do this also for women as well?
We do, and it's the same for women. It's not always a hormone issue. It's just as you age, life happens. Your blood flow needs to go somewhere else, you know, more important than that area. And what we're doing is we are re-stimulating your blood flow to that area.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's so funny talking about this. So where are you from? Yeah, Dave, you're from England?
Originally.
Are Americans so much more skittish and prudish? Now, English seems like a pretty uptight people, too. I can't imagine. But, you know, I've been to Sweden, you know, some of the freestyle and Norwegian countries where they sunbathe nude. In America, where you just seem to be so...
they do that in England as well. I think everybody thinks that we're so prim and proper, but just watch English comedy, and if you're...
That's true. It is. Yeah, it can get
a little risque.
It is risque.
People say Benny Hill. I say... Yes, okay.
Yeah, that's the tip of the iceberg there, but yes. It just seems funny. I mean, sexual health is like anything else. I mean, you know, it's just funny that we're so, I don't know, I don't want to use the term prudish, but it's just it's just funny that it seems to still be so hidden. But, I mean, I don't want to give Pfizer any credit, but they certainly brought this condition that I guess has been around for a long time out into the sunshine. Now the idea is try to, you know, how to fix it better than just the pill.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of these stories... You know, we can tell is there was a gentleman that came into one of our clinics. He had got treatment, and then he came back with his wife, and the person in the room said, "How did it go?" There was a thumbs up from everybody.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, yes. You know, those are the stories that we hear. Yeah, you know, but you can't go on, you know, TV and
right.
have them there. But you know, that's the type of thing that we would hear within our clinics.
Yeah.
And so. It's just part of life, part of getting, you know, older, et cetera, that, hey, if you recognize it, we can do something about it.
Right. Yeah. You know? And that's, I mean, it's a facet of people's lives, a very satisfying part of our lives. We need to address it. So, all right, we're talking to Sonny Elmer and Dave Rowe from Integrative Medical and Wellness Clinic in Ridgeland. We're going to come back for one more segment with them, find out what else they do and how we can find them and all that stuff. And I do encourage people to at least contact them. The testing and the consultation alone to find out what you're, I mean, am I accurate, Sonny, to say people can come to you and kind of find out what their starting point is, where they're deficient in some things to start a conversation about addressing the root cause of the things they might be experiencing?
Yes, and our consultations are free. So you come in, you meet with an expert that day, they'll get to where your issue is, and then the provider will come in and see you for your visit and target what you're there for.
Right, and then start figuring out what tests might be necessary.
Yes.
And, you know, the kind of the thing going forward on that.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Citizens from all over the world, this is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees, so will you catch me now? I'm falling.
All right, final segment here on the Mike Madison Show, Hump Day Health, Natural Health News You Can Use. We're talking to Sonny Elmer and Dave Rowe from Integrative Medical and Wellness Clinic in Ridgeland. Real quick, we're going to finish up with telling people how they can contact you, where they can find you, where your clinic is located. But any other services that you're seeing demand for across your clinics that we haven't touched on here?
Mm-hmm. We are going to bring in some help with hair loss. We want to bring back your hair follicles. So we're going to be starting that in the next couple weeks. So give us a call, come in, be seen. And it's, again, we're not going to put you on a medication. There's no steroid use with it.
Yeah, a lot of those hair loss medications have some horrific stuff.
Yes.
You know, I know I had tried one at one point, and it was one of those things where if your wife's
Propecia?
Pregnant or thinking of
it,
yeah,
was Propecia.
Man,
yes.
It was like the birth defects and everything. It's like, don't touch this. I had to put it in a special place in the closet. I didn't use it for any period of time,
mm-hmm.
as is evident now. But anyway, okay, so what? Anything else that you're – so y'all are kind of – as this clinic goes here and across your practices – you are finding these things that you're having success with, and you're kind of rolling out new services within your clinics. Is that kind of how there's a progression of these things?
Yes.
Yeah, there is a progression of what we want to bring into the clinics. And so, you know, we have our basic ones that we're going to look at, but then we add other ones to the clinic. And as things come out in the, you know, through the medical boards, etc., we will bring them on to our patients. But our main goal is to increase your wellness, make sure you're, you know, you're living better, etc. And one of the, we talked about the IVs, you know, this time of the year everybody's running out there doing weight. We will have a weight loss IV, and as Sonny said about the Myers cocktail, there's a whole bunch of them out there that we can use.
Yeah. Do you have a nutritionist on staff there as well?
No, we don't have a nutritionist on staff at this moment at this particular clinic, but we are looking at coming back with that one on back on staff. Again, it's finding the right one, right area when to put it in, when to move on, etc. And those are some of the things that we do.
Well, it's because what you're doing is relatively, I don't want to say it's new, but it's different. You don't have the traditional pool of everybody to choose from that a traditional doctor would. You're not pulling people out of the traditional medical schools. I mean, you are, but you know what I mean. This is a different focus. So it's not a one size fits all like a lot of the establishment is. So I can imagine putting those pieces together you want to find the right people for the right fit for a practice like yours. Let's talk a little bit in the last couple of minutes we've got left. Where are you located? How can people find out more about you?
You can find us on our website at imawc.com. It has pretty much everything we've talked about today on there. We are located at 212 Draperton Court in Ridgeland. And if you want to give us a call, our phone number is 769-300-9040.
Okay. And that Draperton Drive, that's right over there by the Costco in Ridgeland, isn't it?
That's correct.
So for you guys, is this a call ahead, schedule a consultation type thing? You're not a walk-in clinic. You are more of a, you want to sit down with somebody. How much time do you spend with somebody that comes in, for a first consultation?
We have enough staff to where we're not like 5 minutes, we're pushing you out the door. I would say our consults can last anywhere between 30 to 45 minutes. We want to give you the time. And again, we staff ourselves enough to be able to do that for our patients.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what different people would somebody see when they come in there? I mean, people are mostly used to the traditional medical. You go in, you sign up, you go in, a nurse comes in, takes your blood pressure, then you get 5 minutes with the doctor. What would happen in an office visit for you guys?
Okay. So all of our staff is trained. We send them to all of the training. I come in to each clinic as well. So we have an expert in basically each of our procedures that we do. They train extra, they study harder, they get more information. So when you're going in, you're not just, oh yeah, let me get your blood pressure, I don't know anything about it, you have to see the doctor.
Right. Everybody knows what they're talking.
So you're going
to
basically have all the information about what it is that we offer, what we can do for you, and then we have you see the provider, and then she spends time with you as well to order the labs that you need, to order the procedure that you need, and we go from there. So the experts that we do have are sent out to training for each of these things that we offer in
right.
the clinic.
And you were saying that some of the stuff that you do is covered by insurance, some is not, so that would be discussed as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Like your knees, neuropathy, some of the other procedures, even the office visits for wellness, etc. All that we will put to insurance. Medicare will cover it because it's a lot less expensive to do a GenVis injection than a knee replacement.
Knee replacement. Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, again, they're there on Draperton Drive by Costco in Ridgeland. The website is
imawc.com.
Right. So that's where that's one thing everybody can remember. So, all right, Sonny, Dave, thanks so much for coming in. Great to have you. We'll have you back again.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
See y'all next time. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't.